this show, making a grand return from Think With Logic days back in 2013. It's been 7 years, and he's back in 2021. My man from the 901, Nacho Man, Nick Cooper. What's good, bro?
Man, nothing, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, Nick. It's been 7 years, man. Can't it be that long?
Man, I thought we did that like 2015, but man.
It was 13, bro.
13. Wow, that's a long time, man.
So much has happened, especially that incident that happened in Antioch that night.
Right, yeah. Boy, we can't talk about that no more. Oh, boy.
Happened 13 that night. It was incident. We can never forget in our lives. Never.
Right. It involved another person and then two more people. So we just gonna keep that.
Yeah.
Not gonna tell the people that, man. We're gonna keep it cold.
Can you believe that's been 7 years ago?
But I remember it like it was yesterday though.
Exactly.
Damn.
How time flies.
Right.
7 years ago that happened. Believe it or not, 13.
Man.
On an infamous May night.
Boy. If people saw that whole thing, they'll be like, what?
They wouldn't believe this thing happened.
I don't think they believe it happened.
Exactly. So, it's funny, but folks... 2021, Nick's back for the Boss Report. He's back after 7 years of him living his life, his best life in Memphis. And now he's a podcaster himself and a radio host himself. Has his own show, which I was on last week, and I taught them a new phrase.
Well, I knew the phrase, but my host.
It was funny, your host had never heard that phrase before until I brought his attention what a BDS was.
Right.
It told him. I know it tore him up. I see him face. It tore him up. He's like.
Right. He was just like.
Am I really hearing this?
Right. I don't think he know. I was like, oh, he's going to bring this up this early?
I mean. Yes.
It was before the show, though. It was before the show. So we were cool.
Yeah.
We did a brief in the middle of the show, but before the show.
Yeah, because I had to explain to people that Boris Clay, due to his buck dancing and dancing in the middle of the ring like a clown, falls in that category of BDS.
And we found out he's half black.
Bro, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
That was the killer right there. Like, what? I was not expecting that, but we found out.
No doubt. Well, Nick, you know how we're going to do it. We're going to tell you the story here. You're going to respond to it. So we're going to knock it out, brother. So, folks, Nick is back. So, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. The first one about Peachtree Media. This is the Boss Report. Nick, first story is this. Florida man arrested, Nick, for cutting off his Johnson after not receiving a New Year's gift from his girl.
New Year's gift?
I know. And why would that trigger you to cut off your own meat because you ain't getting a gift for New Year's? I know that was a thing. I had no idea that was a thing.
A gift, but a New Year's Day gift?
I wasn't aware that was a thing either. He lost his meat because of it, because he wanted to sever himself.
So you injure yourself for a gift that is made believe that we never heard of. Not a birthday gift, Mother's Day gift.
A New Year's gift, bro.
Father's Day gift. Is this something that they had? Like, as a couple or something like that?
The story did not say. All they said, he was expecting a New Year's gift. He didn't get one. And because of that, he went off and cut off his meat.
Damn, Florida.
First story of the year, Neek. First story of this year was that one.
Ah, Florida.
Yes.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
Yes. So we got that. We got Detroit's Wayne State University president, Roy M. Wilson, talking about black folks don't fear the COVID-19 vaccine. Neek, I don't know about you, brother. I mean, I'm going to get it, but I ain't going to get it right away. I'm going to let some folks let them see how they do on them before I get it on me. I ain't going to be the first round test dummies.
I mean, most of the people that I know, they had good experiences, so I don't have, like I said, I don't have anybody that has a negative experience with it, because most of the people I know that are in the health field, they had good experiences, they had the two shots, it was all good. After that, I don't know anybody else that's had a bad experience. So all I know is good ones. But for him to say we don't fear it,
yeah,
I don't know if he knows American history. Like, I know American history.
Exactly.
But the Tuskegee experiment still ring a bell to him?
And heck, just even getting pain pills now at ER.
Right, yeah. Women getting pregnant and they don't get the stuff that they need. Black women say they in pain and can't get certain things.
Or they need urgent care when they can treat you there. Oh, you said urgent care.
Studies has been shown for years that they treat bad people different when it comes to pain meds and rating their pain and stuff like that. And they think we can take pain though differently than white people. That's why black people are so iffy when it comes to this COVID vaccine. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them. I'm gonna wait and see before I let them give me my two, because I don't be around people no way. I'm gonna be in my bunker, so I want to just play it easy, play it cool. So I get what dude's saying to a degree, but I don't agree. I don't get what dude's saying. So, like, bruh, check it and chill. So we got this story. Florida man arrested trying to cipher the vaccine from a clinic. Trying to steal the vaccine, sell it on the black market himself.
First of all, how was he trying to get it?
Breaking inside of a clinic after hours.
Breaking inside the clinic, getting the vaccine.
To sell it on the street.
First of all, I wouldn't even trust because he stole it. Second of all, how will you know it's the real vaccine?
Exactly. It's Florida, man. It's Florida. So, you know, Florida are crazy anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how would they know it's the real vaccine? He could be getting some diabetic stuff.
Exactly.
He could be getting some stuff for measles, a month. So, again, damn Florida, man.
Yes. Yes. Well, this story may is a little bit different. We got newly engaged, Notori Naughton, expressing love for her TV husband, Ghost, hooking up with her new hubby.
That's how they met, though.
Yeah.
I'm in a problem with it.
She's throwing it out like, hey, Ghost.
But at the same time, why would you throw it to a fictional character instead of, you know what? That's the thing right there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fictional character instead of the real person.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Congratulations.
Yes. Chronic Karening. Police were previously pulled in after public intoxicated Maya Poinsetto popped off at the Peninsula Hotel.
Oh, is that the one she grabbed the black kid? We thought she stole his phone. I don't care about her. Don't be making no four sons like that. Well, phone that you left in an Uber.
Exactly, man. Look,
whatever happens to you, happens to you. I don't care.
Man, you can get somebody killed that day, weaponizing that whiteness right there.
Right. You can get somebody killed for that. So.
Yes. And standing in Florida, New Year's Eve, one hit wonder lame dude, Vanilla Ice performed at Mar-a-Lago for a very pale crowd at the no good 45 New Year's Eve bash at his stupid ass ranch. Whatever you call it, Mar-a-Lago on Ocean now.
He performed Ice Baby at...
Yes. Yes.
I thought he had money saved. He didn't have to do no stuff like that.
Obviously not. Well, I took his song out of my playlist on Pandora. It's no longer a song of Stone anymore. If you messing with a dude like that, I can't mess with you at all.
Also, I thought he hate performing the song.
But he did for his master, his zaddy.
I guess. I mean, ain't nobody here for him anyway, so as far as I'm concerned, it's
vanilla ice. Yes, most definitely. This story is kind of getting hot. Black Ink Crew Caesar accused of kicking, punching teen daughter while she showered over dirty dishes.
I didn't know it was over dirty dishes.
Yes.
It had to be over something else, bro. It can't be just dirty dishes.
That's what the rumor is out in these streets.
My thing is, first of all, you don't put your hands and feet on your daughter. I don't care. Daughter, son, whoever. Your kid. Nah. That's like you damn near right. It's like you beating up, it feels like you beating up a stranger if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody, I mean, like somebody that owe you money or something like that. It just feels like you just beating your son up or daughter up like they're just some random person, and then it's going to take to a whole nother level in disrespect. That's how I feel about that. Also, if this is over dirty dishes, why would you wait till they get in the shower to address the whole situation?
Yeah, it's like a female coming to me while I'm on the toilet to argue me about some BS, man. Woman, I'm taking a dump. Why are you arguing me while I'm trying to take a dump? Like, for real. This is a real story. It happened for real. But a chick wanted to argue me while I'm taking a dump. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Can you wait till I come back out of this situation? Did handle this, have discourse about your problem? But she came to me in the bathroom to cut me. What is wrong with you?
Nah, it's time and a place. I just don't believe you go into the bathroom and beat up your daughter.
Over some dirty dishes.
Over dirty dishes. In the shower.
Like I rule with y'all deal with women. Like, let's not argue in public. You have an issue with something, let's deal with it in the car or at home. Behind closed doors. Let's not make a scene in public. Or like you said, time and place. Like, let me let you take your shower, dry off, and address it. Let's have some sense.
I would rather him not put his hands and feet on this kid. Because how old is this kid? What, 16 or something?
Mm-hmm. 16.
16-year-old kid. I'd rather not him do that. I'd rather him talk to her instead of just doing that stuff, man. Nah, man. That's going to make things matters worse between him and his daughter now.
Most definitely. That relationship should probably be over. If it was me, relationship should be over.
Relationship should be done now.
Man, look. And this is down in Georgia. Of course, it's going to be some BS. Defense attorneys for Gregory and Travis Smith Michael don't want Ahmaud Arbery to be referred to as a victim. And also say they don't want people wearing Black Lives Matter or George Floyd shirts or defund the police shirts in the courtroom because it may influence the jury to vote against them and send them to jail for life.
Who is this again?
McMichael, the McMichael's people who killed Ahmaud Arbery.
From a lawyer's standpoint, I can see why they said don't do the Black Lives Matter shirts like that. And the main reason why is because, you know, juries see that and be like, oh, I think they might say they feel like they might sway the jury a little bit.
Yeah, that's what the defense is saying. They don't want that in the courtroom, and they don't want to call Ahmaud Arbery a victim or show pictures of him. They only want to show one picture of him. They don't want pictures of him in the courtroom.
Yeah, the pictures thing, that has to be shown because, bro, you... Mm-hmm. When it comes to Black Lives Matter thing and stuff like that, I think that could sway a jury, but depends on what kind of jury you got. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you have a whole bunch of white people in that jury, we all seen what happened. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a lot of black people, well, guess what? It's a difference. Like, jury selection is real crazy, man. So,
oh yeah,
that's why I feel like even if people wore it, it would affect one side, but it would affect another side.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing it depends on who you got in the jury. That's how I feel about it.
Most definitely. And Prince's estate, man, owes the IRS $32 million after devaluing his estate to avoid taxes.
Who?
Prince's estate.
Okay, then what?
Owes Uncle Sam $32 million for devaluing his estate to try to pay less in taxes. They found out through an audit they was playing with the estate value to avoid taxes.
How'd they find that out?
You know how they do them random audits on people?
And the IRS going, ooh, boy. If it's one set group of people that want going to get their money, it's the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what's going on. If they want their money, they want their money. And they going to get it.
No doubt. And, bro, have you heard this for a push present? Gucci Mane gives Keisha Kaur $1 million for birthing their child, Ice Davis. So the chick got $1 million for having a baby.
I mean, that's how Gucci Mane gives gifts.
Look, if a chick had my baby, she ain't getting nothing but something in about 6 weeks for me, maybe, if we on good terms. But beyond that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it's like, with them, he's used to giving her a lot of money to take care of it. So,
yeah.
And so see, for me, that's what we like to do for his lady.
But see, bro, for me and you, the random dude, they're going to be like, what you doing it?
He doing it, what else y'all doing?
You know how they get...
I'm broke. What's the mean?
You know how they get inspired by these ballers and get thinking that, oh, he can do it too. But I'm not him. I don't have his income. Screw you.
No, I'm regular. Paycheck to paycheck, sweetheart. I can't do it.
No doubt.
And to be honest, even if I did have the money, I wouldn't probably do it either.
Exactly. Bro, it's gonna throw you off. In Texas, dude is arrested because he tried to offer payment for his 4 for $4 with a sausage and biscuit, if you catch my drift.
Well, he got naked for a 4 for $4?
Yes! He said he told him to come to the window and you know that'll be the payment.
That has to be drug induced right there. That gotta be. It can't be. They checked him from drugs? Did he have any crack?
Nah, he was just a broke dude trying to get over by offering his pole for a meal for nourishment.
I'm sure it didn't involve crack.
Well, some other kind of crack, but not the crack we're thinking of. How is gonna be like, hey, come to the window though?
Why don't they even go to the window? I guess they thought he had some money.
Oh, whoa. My God. Oh, man, it's crazy, terrible.
Ah, man.
Do you see where Von Miller got dragged? Because his little ex-Insta-boo, Megan Denise, posted texts about him until he wanted to get an abortion. She put him on Instagram and Twitter. Ooh. About him trying to force him to an abortion. Von Miller did.
Her name is what?
Megan Denise. His former Insta-boo.
Megan Denise?
Yup, Von Miller's ex.
Wait, I'm following her. I don't see no text messages on here.
She posted screenshots.
They probably must have been in the story.
Probably so. Yeah, so she posted that junk and put him on blast. Bro, this is my thing about that. Look, man, once again, back to my original premise. We have an issue. Why we got to take it to the public? Let's keep that private.
Oh, yeah. She's got Bundy tatted on her. This should have been, I mean, but like I said, some people don't believe fat meat is greasy, bro.
Yes.
But also, I would not bring that out like that.
Yeah, I don't believe in that, bro. I don't believe in putting it out there in public like that. We don't do that. That's not cool. So let's not do it that way. But that's what she did, unfortunately.
That's a bad idea, but at the same time, makes it even worse because if I'm right, she literally got this man tatted on her.
Mm-hmm.
In red ink.
Yes.
So it's just wild, man.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. I mean, but they're both. I mean, when I feel like when public stuff like that should be bring out to the public, unless they calling your bluff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
If, to be quite honest, if somebody say I'm lying, straight up lying, well, I got to bring up the evidence then, boom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably, because what I'm looking at right now is probably what happened. He said something, she brought it to the forefront. So.
Hey, we got 5 stories to go.
Oh, first, Lord.
We got 5 more. Here we go. We got a dude in North Carolina who was arrested for Stone Cold stunning a customer in Walmart because he wanted his place in line.
In Walmart?
Yes. He didn't want a stunner because he wanted his place in line to get out of that fast so he can go take care of some business, allegedly.
I feel like if you do that at Walmart, it's safe. You should get in trouble if you do it at Walmart. That's how I feel.
He called an assault and battery charge, brother.
Oh, damn. But it's Walmart, though.
Exactly.
Survival of the fittest in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and bro, it gets better.
What?
He pinned him for the 1, 2, 3. Somebody counted for him.
I wonder how you sold. I wonder how you sold the stunner though.
Mike Chioda slide in there. 1, 2.
And Mike Chioda slide out of nowhere, man. His slide was efficient.
hey, he did this too. He went for ringing the bells.
Fastest ring bell ever. I didn't know you get to start a battery and put somebody in the stunner. That's the first.
In Walmart.
I didn't know you could do it. Man, I didn't know you get charged for that. That's the first. I got to stop telling my godson to stop doing that to folks now.
We got one more Walmart tale for you. Out of Florida. Florida man arrested. After pulling up gals dressed, look at her fake booty and grab it, said, quote, that this is the nicest ass I've ever seen.
Yeah, he belong in jail on that one, bro.
Bruh, she a lion. Pulled her dress up and grabbed the booty. Double gripped it like this. Like it's like a lobster or a crab.
You gotta go to jail for that. Automatic. Automatic. Can't be, bro, in the middle of the day in Walmart.
Pull up the dress and just go double gripping it like you're a crab or a lobster. So it's the nicest ass I've seen in my life.
Yeah, you gotta go to jail, bro. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Straight to jail.
Yeah, like my man, you can't be that thirsty. That's beyond thirsty. Bro, you remember them old groups, the Thirst Commandments back in the day? The old groups. You remember them old groups? Remember that thirsty dude? You remember him? And he got the woman for being thirsty?
Hey, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't.
But Gally had nobody neck, though.
Hey.
Folks. Me and Nick have seen some weird crap happening in our lifetimes.
Sometimes you win, bro.
I just can't believe the thirst was rewarded with being the woman marrying you. I just couldn't believe it happened that way.
Wait, what?
They married each other, remember?
I thought they didn't get married.
They did, remember? They got married.
Wow.
Thurston got the man married to and some kids.
But are they still married now?
Right, I couldn't tell you that part. I ain't checked that deep into it, but last I checked, like 6 years ago, they still were.
You never know, though. It could change.
I remember them dudes be like, where's Nick at? He at work. Why y'all worried about it?
Can't have a job, can't have a career, nothing. Can't start a career.
That's the funniest crap too. Where's Nick at? He working. How much is he worth? Why are you worrying about it?
I never seen grown men worry about another man's workouts ever in my life.
Tell you. We experience some weird stuff, people. I'm telling you, it's weird stuff. We have like stories for days. We want to share them on air. We could, but we're not gonna do that to you. We could if we wanted to. So we got three more to go. All of the current situations here. Black Lives Matter. No charges will be filed against Kenosha cop Rustin Shasky, who shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back. F the 12s. As usual.
7 times in the back.
And then we have these white moderates and some of these black moderates who scream out, "Those are the defund the police. You turn off the suburban people. I don't care about them. They don't care about me. Either you with me or you against me." That's how I see it.
I just want people to understand that police have a lot of things set up for them so they can win.
Yes.
Like, police can literally say, "Oh, you're buying drugs with this money," and take it out your pocket. And then you gotta go to court to prove that you weren't buying drugs with that money in your pocket. Like, people don't understand they can do stuff like that.
Yes.
So, like, they're literally protected by the government. And it's kind of weird how we have to fight for certain things for them to not do. And, I mean, it's police. And, like, I think this is the one profession you can't have any bad apples.
You sure can't.
You can't.
Because that's my life. And you know what, Neek? I get angry when our white brothers and sisters try to tell me about the police aren't bad, or they're not all bad, and police aren't. I say, for you, it's not. You're white. That's where your privilege comes in. Just the color of your skin, you have protection and shielding. I don't. Out the margins for error. I make one false move, I'm finished. No questions asked. That's the difference.
I think a lot of white people don't know that we had to literally follow a list of things to not get fucked up by the police.
Yes.
And you got to tell that to a kid. You got to tell that to kids early. So that's the thing. Yes,
having that talk like 8, 9 years old.
Right. And it's a different feel when it comes to police. Like, I tell a friend all the time, like, when have black people and police ever got along?
Never.
Never.
The police were started to catch runaway slaves. So they've always been against us.
Right. So the whole thing has just been crazy from the get-go. But hey, I just wish that a man getting shot in the back 7 times.
Well, maybe he paralyzed versus he came out where he could walk again.
Huh?
He's not able to walk again.
But hey, we shouldn't arrest him. Man, look, I ain't got no words for that one, man.
Miss, I am here. Game blouses. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff give bad faith bureaucrats blue balls with nail biting, bigot rebuking. Thank God for black ballots victory over COVID cashing, KKK, Kelly Loeffler, and pandemic profiteering. David, no good will Purdue.
Is that, is the Purdue dude the chicken?
Huh?
The chicken dude, Purdue?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Yeah. I'm glad Warnock, 51-year-old black pastor, 33-year-old Jewish man with immigrant parents, took down white supremacy in Georgia. And it took black voters, Hispanic voters, took Latino voters, Asian voters, Indigenous voters, to put them over the line in rural Georgia and Atlanta suburbs and the Savannah. They turned out like crazy to overturn these fools in them packing it. And thank you to that orange curmudgeon in D.C. for suppressing his own vote, too.
I think when we look back on this, we're going to have to say to ourselves, how did this happen and why did this happen? And I think the main reason why it happened is because of Stacey Abrams. Her situation.
And New Georgia Project, too. Black Boys Matter.
New Jersey Project, like, hold the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream, add them on there, too. And you look at them, like, in 2 years, this changed.
Yes.
Not, usually it's 4.
Two.
Two.
And folks, the South is not red. It's just expression. It's not really red. There's enough. It's now in Tennessee. That's a whole other story. But in Mississippi, it can be turned.
Right.
Alabama, maybe. Florida, unfortunately, the Cubans, Venezuelans think they're white, so they vote Republican and conservative.
Right. That's the hardest thing about winning Florida, man. That's the hardest thing about winning Florida.
You got so many different. We got Puerto Ricans, the Venezuelans, the Dominicans, the Blacks, the Haitians, and to the DNC. Latinos are not monolithic. You gotta deal with them in their own separate culture. You can't just paint them as a broad brush. That's the problem too. And Venezuelans and Cubans tend to be Catholics. They are on that pro-life and against abortion. So that kind of gets them to go that way, even though it's against their own interest. Mm-hmm. They still go that way. And that's why, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm independent. My politics are black interests versus white nationalism. That's my politics. Black interests versus white nationalism. I'm independent, but I go with black interests first, always, in anything I do. Politics is a tool and a vehicle to get stuff done. Well, I don't agree with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris on much. They are a tool to get stuff done for the black community. So I'm part of the process.
Yeah, I just want people to stand up to their word. And I think a lot of things with politics, a lot of people don't believe people stand to their word. And that's the game of politics. But when it comes to this situation that we're talking about, it took Georgia 2 years to turn blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the toughest thing that you can actually say. A southern state turned blue within 2 years. All because the governor decided to cheat. Vote to suppress people.
The chief Stacey Abrams ought to have been the governor of Georgia. Yeah. See, but he just knows by his own face in that case.
Right.
Messed himself up. And I'll shout out the team hat I'm wearing for letting them use the arena that's pretty good condition, Nick, if you can't hit. So I need anybody to vote there, you know? It's a pretty good arena from what I can see, Nick. You know?
I mean, I've been in, I was like, it's nice little in here.
They need a new one, Neek?
A new one. Okay. Everything still works.
Does even the scoreboard and showers? Hit.
Oh, boy.
You can tell I'm free now, don't you? You can tell I'm free now, can't you?
Man, when you told me about that scoreboard thing, I was rolling. Like, how the scoreboard don't work when you play, but it works on Hot 107, birthday bands come up.
And everyone comes to town. Globetrotters come to town.
Everybody else come to town. Scoreboard, when you come up, oh, it don't work. Huh? Pardon me?
Yes.
Wow, man.
The curtain.
Wow.
Remember the curtain, too.
Oh, the curtain. That's the funniest thing ever. Mm-mm-mm. Sad to see that.
Diddy, you tell I'm free now. A week ago, I couldn't say this a week ago. I've been in trouble. Now I can say it.
Here we got a whole nother problem.
Yeah. You said what? You can't say that. You can't talk about that on the radio. You can't say those things out loud. I just did, though. What you gonna do about it?
Or free as a bird.
PTM. I love PTM, right? Yes, indeed. Last story, Nick, is this. We got MAGA madness, Nick. White domestic, white supremacist Trump supporting terrorists violently stormed the U.S. Capitol building because he and Trump incited him today to do so for the Soup Cookie KKK Marathon event today in D.C. I mean, bro, this is insurrection. This is an attempted coup because dude is scared. He's about to go to jail because his life's over in 2 weeks. His life's got New York after him. Florida don't want him. Can't go to Scotland. He got all that debt from Deutsche Bank. Dude, all your tricks have run call to you, my man. It's over. You're done. You're finished. It's over. It's over. Now move over. It's Biden's time. It's over. Orange, you shut down. Not sorry.
Bro, I just don't. I mean, I'm not surprised at it. I'm not. At this point in the game, I'm not surprised. I'm just not. I mean, it has been the nut case ever since the election came.
He stopped the steel rallies they're having in Georgia right now, right. Tomorrow. Who stole what? Georgia recounted your stuff 3 times. You still lost every time.
Like, they literally counted 3 times. He did try to change it. He was like,
I need you to find me 11,000, 12,000 votes.
Yeah. 11,000 votes.
11,000 votes, Brad.
Like, that lets me know like he tried to do his best to get Georgia to do whatever he can. And he probably did the same thing for Wisconsin.
Michigan.
Probably did the same thing for Michigan.
Nevada, Arizona.
All those. Pennsylvania, all of them. So he probably went begging for all of them. Because if he knew if he could get one, he'd probably get two more to come.
Come around. Neek, you know what's crazy about Neek? That black folks in Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta sending packing. Latinos, indigenous people in Nevada and Arizona sending packing. The people he hates the most.
Got him out of there.
Ass packing. Send him to a life of misery going forward.
Crazy thing I didn't know, but I didn't know most of the voting results, city by city, by county. But I knew for a fact that Milwaukee was gonna go straight. It's gonna go straight blue. Pennsylvania, I was not sure because it's always been a swing state. It's always like, who knows?
And the Philadelphia mail-in ballots in Philadelphia, hell, Erie, Pennsylvania, in that
right.
That northwestern part of the state turned blue for him, and
man. I remember it was a saying that Ohio literally picked the last couple of presidents.
Ohio straight red now.
Ohio went red and lost, so it's kind of like that's the craziest thing.
To the DNC, this is my free advice to DNC: quit chasing these mythical working class, which really mean white voters in the Rust Belt, they're done. They're not coming back. You better depend on the black, brown, the non-white voters in your coalition. You better look at there. And no offense to Jim Clyburn and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, this centrist BS is over because that's got you nowhere. Trying to be a centrist after Bill Clinton came with that BS and got y'all nowhere. It just makes you get more extreme white ring people who are more right than you, because a centrist is nothing but GOP light to me. That's all it is. It's GOP light.
You do got to have a certain amount of white vote. That's how I feel about it. You got to have at least a strong 40-45%.
But you have that. But trying to chase these, because remember, Neek, 55% of white women voted for Donald Trump. 3% of white men voted Donald Trump. So one out of every two white people are gonna go against you. So you want to maximize the ones who haven't registered to vote and build numbers up with the people who are gonna vote for you. And if the whites are gonna be with you, they're gonna be with you. The ones that ain't. Place this mystical white voter is a waste of money and resources. When you can be on the ground, mobilizing people in Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, God help you. North Carolina, Texas, even. If you do it the right way and don't treat Latinos as one broad stroke, you can do some in Texas.
I think you can't, but states like Tennessee is going to be hard to do. I can tell you that right now.
Not enough black people.
Also, not only that, you literally have only 2 seats that are going to be blue. Just 2. And outside of that, you're going to have at least 1 other county, just 3. So that's 3.
Yeah. So
basically, you're going to have to go to each county alone and convince them. And that's a hard thing to do.
And Tennessee don't have enough non-white people to overcome it, like right. Georgia does.
Georgia does.
Alabama does now. Mississippi does with black people. Florida has it.
I think Alabama does. Their voter suppression is so different that it's.
Yeah.
It's a tough.
Tennessee and Kentucky are lost causes still, if you ask me.
I think so too.
Arkansas lost cause, if you ask me. Starting up black season, Arkansas for me to me to make it turn blue.
Outside of what, Little Rock?
And that's kind of not really enough.
Right.
Jonesboro has, you know, Arkansas State there, but besides that, Western Jonesboro. Fayetteville, of course, you know what that's going to be. But in the college kids there, it'll be blue, but it's not enough people in Fayetteville to make it go.
Right.
Pine Bluff will be probably blue because of UAPB. Not enough there. So you got to target states that would look at the demographics and numbers and get your people out because, to me, the whites are what you're going to be going to be with you. I'm not going to chase them. They either going to see it your way or not. But get those, as this country's brown to brown, get those brown voters who are young and not registered and run the numbers up with them. That's what Georgia did.
You definitely got to talk to them one-to-one because you're not going to get them just talking to a group sometimes.
Yeah, you got to catch them at the barbershop, the club, the hookah bar.
You basically got to talk to Stacey Abrams and ask her what did she do, step by step.
Yeah, she went door to door and met them, and she met them where they was at.
Right. She literally went door to door. I'm like, what?
And she went to businesses too.
She went to salons,
barbershops, hookah bars. They had vans out in club parking lots, bro.
Right. She basically parking lot pimp.
Yes. She went where that people were at.
These votes.
You got to meet people where they at. And also having events. Having food drives, block parties, because it's not so boring to them, you know. We have a block party to go to, so that's how you do it. And this,
team up with the other people as well, other groups as well, come together.
Yes,
spread the word.
Yes, because I'll tell you this: in Tennessee, I'm not going past Cookeville if I don't have to. I couldn't even begin to canvass in Tennessee beyond Nashville, maybe, and Rutherford County to a degree.
Shelby County and Davidson is the only one you're going to be canvassing it.
Because I think I'm going to go to Martin, Tennessee, try to find a canvass in Martin, Tennessee. And we in that county, no. I'm not going to Putnam County to Cookeville. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to the Eastern Hills when they don't wear shoes and shirts over there. But outside Knoxville, I ain't doing that. Ain't happening. I'd rather write that off.
Right.
Ain't happening, Captain. See, Georgia has enough cities where you can play with to kind of get it the right way. Yeah. Tennessee only has two. Now, Chad has some black people, but they're outnumbered by the Trump supporting people.
Same with Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking like
time blue parties. I'm concerned, but thank you, Georgia.
Yes, Nee, you got 2G coming in February, bro. 2G coming to you in February. 2G's coming.
I ain't even got the 600. So what did you say?
I got mine. I got mine that Friday.
Man, mine might come in a check because that's what I got my first one in a check.
Yeah. Mnuchin's trying to screw you over, bro.
Yep. Yeah, pray for that one.
So, yeah, these soup cookies are mad. The black folks showed up and turned out, and their leader, the Grand Wizard, that Klan rally, and their leader is going to be gone in 2 weeks. So, folks, after Boston for this week, Neek, what is your thoughts on this report, my brother? First time in 7 years, brother. How was that report for you? What are your thoughts, my man?
Still the same. Just got to stop with Florida, man. God. Florida.
Always. Raising up gal butt, pulling up, you're stunning people and getting a pinfall in Walmart.
Florida, man. Florida.
Yes. 7 years, man. I can't 7 years ago. I can't remember, bro. 7 years.
Right. That's a long time, bro. Damn, I can't remember what I was doing 5 years ago. Shit, what was I doing 5 years ago? Shit, I don't know.
Ah, man, bro, 5 years ago, what was I 5 years ago? I do remember what happened about years ago. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I can't remember now. And I don't like, the memory don't ring a bell to me. I don't like it.
It'll pop up sooner or later.
But yeah, and Nick, you think I will hear from a certain Cowboy fan after seeing the show? Man who quotes the same story every time he talks to me. Same story, Nick. 2010. Same story. I already know. Same story.
We know all the details, bro. We already know.
Bro, I can complete his take for him.
Right. We know what happened, bro. We know. We know how you feel about it. We know. You added on something new to it. What's new? Nothing?
Okay, nothing. Cool. The same take, the verbatim of that I've heard. How many times, Nick? Maybe 100 times, maybe?
Man. Probably heard that about 500 times by now.
Exactly. And Neek, his favorite owner, don't even know his name still. That's what's so funny about it. Edward. Edward.
No, we just changed it to his name. I'm just saying.
He gave you a slave name, Edward.
You might as well make that your name now, bro. At this point in the game. That's your name.
Your name is Edward now.
Correct. That is your name now.
But, bro, you know what's amazing? He still has a job at his old employer.
All right, man.
That's some crazy stuff. But, yeah. Right. Crazy. Folks, we'll maybe tell you stories one day in real life, but we can't give you everything on show one, folks. It's more to tease you with down the road on the Boss Report. Neek, my man, good to have you back on the show. It's going to be fun to do this with you every week, man. Crazy stories of the week, man. Talk about life, politics, the stories, man. It's going to be fun, brother. It was real good today, there.
Good to be back.
No doubt. Follow my man at Nacho Man Neek on everything. Nacho Man Neek. Cause he got nachos for you, man.
Bruh, no. But yeah, follow him.
No doubt. Folks, we out of here.